Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, Steve. Last break of the day. It's been a good day. That's why we love having you, Steve, so you can give us some closing remarks,
well,
some words to live by. Mm-hmm.
Today, oftentimes my best closing remarks are remarks that are reflective of something that I'm going through, have been through, or experienced. And so today is going to be in that vein. I want to talk to you all today about faith. Faith. The purest definition of faith to me, this is to me now. I don't know how other people view faith. I'm just talking about the purest definition of faith to me is simply this. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith really means to me. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That categorizes faith for me. That exemplifies faith for me. That expresses faith for me. That somehow over the years I have managed to understand that faith is in the belief in things that you cannot see. So when situations beset me, when circumstances run up into me, when I find myself in something that I have no control over, that circumstance just set they self right in front of my door. And then all of a sudden I get the phone calls. Hey man, you all right? Hey man, hang in there. Man, so sad to hear the news. You know, I had a slew of that this week. Because of some article that came out about this show, Friends from Cleveland. And I appreciate it all. But I'm going to tell you something that I'm drawing on. I'm drawing on this thing called faith. I'm drawing on some words that my mother told me when she was young. When I was young, my mama was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years. She always taught me that I don't believe God brought me this far to leave me. There is no way that God got me to this place to leave me. See, here's where faith comes in. I firmly believe that when one door closes, God has another one to open up. See, I never stand in the doorway that's closing in my face and keep knocking on that door. Y'all need to open this door back up. I'm not going to stand there and try to force my way back in the door. I'm going to take care of my business, of course. Faith without works is dead. But I do not get crippled and crumbled over the predictions or the thoughts of somebody else. Somebody come to me and tell me what they're going to do to me. How many times have you had somebody come to you and tell you what they was going to do to you? How many times have you had a boss confront you and tell you what they was going to do to you? And they say it with the full intent of shaking you up. And sometimes it worked, don't it? You go home and you shake it. Let me offer you something. Stop shaking. Don't worry. Don't be dismayed. There's no way God brought you this far to leave. See, the people that's talking about taking stuff from you, they didn't give it to you in the first place. What they don't know, that your steps was ordered by God. What they don't know, that God positioned you right where he wanted you to be at a particular time. They had no choice than to put you in the position because God had ordered it so. So when they come along and they start talking about taking you out of position, what you worrying about that for? You don't think that you have an option here? You don't think that the God you serve that put you where he wanted you to be placed, you don't think he see all of this? I do. I think he sees me. I think he places me right where he wanted me to be placed. I think he has people saying things about me so I can hear it. I think he's allowing people to think that they're making decisions because they want to. I believe that they don't know that God is always working on my behalf behind the scenes. Always. Why? Because I believe and I trust in him. That's why he always working on my behalf. I'm not an evil person. I'm not an unrighteous person. I'm really a good person. I'm flawed, but I'm a good person. I don't set out to hurt nobody. I ain't trying to step on nobody. So when somebody bring me some disparaging news about what they gonna do to me, in the words of Bishop T.D. Jakes, you got to be careful how you handle me. Be very careful how you handle me. Because I happen to be a child of the Most High. What he's done for me in the past, he'll continue to do for me in the future. I have no fear of what you claiming that you will do to me because God didn't bring me this far to leave me. That I'm certain of. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. And even though I can't see what he's doing right now, I bet he's doing something. I'm excited about the future of what God got for me. Those are my closing remarks.
Yes, sir. He's working.
Yes, sir.
You better know it.
You yes, better sir. Drop that
Have
mic.
Have yourself a good weekend. I think I am. Because I am.
Drop it. Oh, that's right. Faith, baby.
He dropped
Faith.
It. Did you right drop back. The mic or drop yourself? What did you do? All right. Thank you, everyone. We love you. Bye-bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th.
Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V.
Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.